Yechezkel, Perek Mem Ches, the big finish. Pasuk Lamed, Le'ilin Ishmas, the great and sorely missed, my Reino Harav, Avram Nisanel, Ben Harav Shlomo. This should be a zechus, our learning of this Sefer, mostly during the year after his passing, should be a zechus for his neshama. None of us would be able to learn anything that we learn, anybody affiliated with the shul, without the guidance and the wisdom that he always provided. And for Rafua Shalema, for anybody still in need of Rafua Shalema, we're thinking of you. Pasuk Lamed Ve'ela Totzos Ha'ir. Now, one could think that we would have stopped with the previous pasuk, Zos Haaretz Asher Tzapilu Minachalol, the Shiftei Yisrael. Isn't that a great ending? But there's still the city of Yerushalayim to reckon with. And the Navi insists on ending with that. Keep in mind that the Navi, who saw the visions of Yerushalayim clearer than perhaps anybody else that we've read in Nevi'im, the Navi who saw the Beis HaMikdash and what it's going to be in a future that we still await breathlessly, that Navi is not in Yerushalayim. He was exiled to Bavel years earlier. But he sees, as we do, we're right before the 3 weeks. Maybe, God willing, this year we won't have to say Kinnis. Maybe this is the year. The world is certainly as crazy as I've ever thought or imagined it to possibly be. So maybe this is the year where we'll sing songs instead of Eicha on Tisha B'Av. But the city of Yerushalayim is a very worthy thing to learn right before the onset of the 3 weeks. Ve'ela Totzos Ha'ir. These are the exits of the city of Yerushalayim, the gates on the four sides of the city. Mipas Tzafon Chamesh Meyos Rabas Alofim. From the northern side of 4,500 midah measurements, the 4,500 kinim, the 4,500 rods that are the northern part of the square, lamed aleph b'sharei ha'ir al shemos shiftei Yisrael. The gates of the city will be after the names of the tribes of Israel. No more Nicanor gate, no more dung gate. The names that the tourists are told when they come to the old city of Jerusalem, this is the new city of Yerushalayim. And each of the 12 gates is going to have the name of a shevet on it. She'arim Shalosha Tzafona. Three gates to the north, and they are Sha'ar Ruvain Echad, Sha'ar Yehuda Echad, Sha'ar Levi Echad. They're not going in birth order. The gate of Ruvain, the gate of Yehuda in the center, we're going from left to right, which would also be from west to east, and the gate of Levi, the right-hand-most gate of the three gates. It's an Urim V'Tumim, who also had 12 precious stones in four rows, and now we're having four sides of three gates, so we're Urim V'Tumiming it a little bit. Lamed Beis, and by the way, the northern gates out of the city are pointing towards Yehuda. Ve'el Pa'as Kadima, says Lamed Beis, Chamesh Meyos Arbas Alofim. On the eastern side, again, 4,500 rods, because it's a perfect square. U'sha'arim Shlosha, and that has three gates. V'shar Yosef Echad. Here, because Levi gets a gate, Yosef gets a gate as one, not Menashe and Ephraim separated. Shar Binyamin Echad. The center gate on the east is Binyamin, and Sha'ar Don Echad, the southernmost gate, the bottom gate of the three on the eastern side, is Don. Lamed Gimel Fa'as Negba Chamesh Meyos Rabas Alofim Midah, and the southern side of the city, because it's a perfect square, is 4,500 measures. U'Sha'arim Shlosha, and it has three gates, and because we're making a circle going around from the top northwest corner, three gates on top, three gates on the right side, now three gates on the bottom. And they are Sha'ar Shimon Echad, Sha'ar Yisachar Echad, Sha'ar Zevulun Echad. So we have Reuven, then Yehuda, then Levi on the top, going from left to right. From top to bottom, we had on the east Yosef, Binyamin, and Dan. Now in the south, going from right to left, as we continue in our square, Shimon, Yisachar, and Zevulun. Keep in mind that when the Navi was shown his way around the Beis HaMikdash complex in the Azara, he also made a kind of big square walking around. That was necessitated by the layout of the Azara. And finally, the fourth side, Lamed Aleph Pa'as Yoma, Chamesh Meyos Rabas Alofim. Sha'arehem Shalosha, the 4,500 measure west side, has three gates. Sha'ar Gad Echad, the bottom southwest one is Gad, because we're continuing making our square. Sha'ar Asher Echad, the center one is Asher. And Sha'ar Naphtali Echad. And the gate of Naphtali is the final one of the 12 gates going around the perimeter. Lamed Hey, the last pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, seeming anticlimactic, because after all, it's just numbers. What's the big deal? Why is it important? It's very important that you end on the idea of a rebuilt Yerushalayim. It's so much at the center of who we are without it, and since 1967, somewhat with it. Lamed Hey, Saviv Shimona Asar Aleph. All around amounts to 18,000. 4,500 top, 4,500 right, that's 9,000. 4,500 bottom, 4,500 left, that's another 9,000, making 18,000 as the perimeter of the city, the sum total of the four sides. Malbim says, this is a reference to the 18 encampments of angels surrounding the Shechina. The Sha'arei Chaim says there are 18,000 celestial worlds out there. V'shem ha'ir miyom Hashem Shama. The name of the city from that day will be Hashem is there. Not in an Uncle Moshe sense, but Hashem is in Yerushalayim. The Shechina rests there. It's not being called. He never says the word Yerushalayim. He doesn't say any of the. He doesn't say Beis El beforehand, or Yireh when Avraham did the Akedah, or Shalem. None of the above. The name of the city forever is going to be Hashem Shama. Hashem is there. The Shechina is never going to leave the city again. It is a beautiful place to end the Sefer that is about, on one level or another, Churban and Galus and hope of rebuilding. It's what is meant to be. We have to raise up Yerushalayim on the sacred soil of Eretz Yisrael. And if you just read the New York Times, God forbid, I've tried, I can't, the Wall Street Journal, the BBC, the Associated Press, with all the lies, it's very hard even for a ma'amin to see how this could come to pass. But we have a promise, a rebuilt Yerushalayim, identified with Hashem Shama, with permanent holiness. The idea that holiness is possible in the world that we live in seems so far away, but it's there. And let me give Rabbi Breuer the last word, because I've been speaking of him so much. When the prophet speaks of the city of God, Hashem Shama, he refers to it by descriptions and circumlocutions. He never mentions the word of Yerushalayim, because the city which he was given to behold is a vision of a city which his people must build while they are in Galus. If the prophet's work of redemption is to become reality, and Yerushalayim is truly to rise upon sacred soil, the people of Klal Yisrael must first build a throne for Hashem in their own lives, no matter where they dwell in exile. Yechezkel's people can indeed build such a city. Asked when at long last the city will rise where Hashem is Shama, the answer is Miyom! Even today. And Rabbi Breuer quotes the pasuk, Hayom im bekolo tishma'u. If you just listen to Hashem's voice, it's not protests at Columbia University and counter-protests, and it's not pressuring politicians, and it's not Zoran Mamdani, not up to Yimach Shemo yet, but it sort of feels that way, and it's not Bibi Netanyahu, and it's not Donald Trump. We have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. Hashem Shama. Are we bringing Hashem into our own lives? Are we bringing Hashem into our own homes? Are we bringing our lives to follow what Hashem is all about? We've paid a heavy price over the millennia, the Crusades, Gzeres Tachvatat, the Spanish Inquisition, the Holocaust. We're going to talk about all this on Tisha B'Av, but do we internalize it? Do we get ready a month and a half later for the Yomim Noiraim, when we all are trembling and wearing white? Are we ready to do that all year round? We have learned Sefer Yechezkel. I don't have the calendar in front of me. 9 months? 10 months? In a year or so, we have learned the entire Sefer Yechezkel. What a tremendous way to start building Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. I may have been confused on some details. I may not have given everything over the most beautiful and architecturally sound way possible. But we're trying. We're trying so hard to build this Yerushalayim conceptually, morally, ethically. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be able to do it in reality as well, physically. The last step is physical. The first step is spiritual. We're taking that step, I hope. We're trying to take that step. Now we have to take the next step. But before we get on to another step, Hadron Aluch Sefer Yechezkel, we have one more Sefer, just one, but it's 12 little ones as part of Sefer Treyasar, and then we are finished, my goodness, with all of Nevi'im. We started with Yehoshua. We're up to Treyasar. What a tremendous effort. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. So thank you so much for continuing to listen. I'm sorry this is way over time, but I'm motivated and I'm just excited. The idea that we could learn all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim looms, that's next. We did a little bit already. We did Sefer Rus. We're good to go. Let's make our way in and continue on. Chazak v'amatz. See you on the other side. We'll start with Sefer Hosea.